This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1921, recorded on Thursday the 25th of August 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. After this recording, you'll find the new edition of Chatter Round. This part of Chatterbox is read by Alison Aplin
and Brian Clark.
This week we welcome the new listener, Annie Howard from Sproston. Hello, we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. In part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature which this week visits a spiritual home on the Acle Strait. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Our first three stories this week have all proved controversial. A new railway station is being proposed for the edge of Norwich, and for those who remember our early April edition, this is not an April Fool's joke. In Norwich City, two pensioners got very excited about a proposal to remove iron bollards in Clarendon Road. The proposal to elect a mayor for Norfolk and Suffolk has been described as a complete farce. We will hear these stories now, and later some of the evening news readers' reactions will also be aired. First, a new railway station.
The prospect of a new railway station being built on the edge of Norwich has moved another step closer. It would see a new stop built close to the Broadland Business Park, along with a more frequent service between Norwich and North Walsham. Broadland District Council said a study on the Bitton line had found a strong business case for both schemes and warranted further research. It is now looking to work with other partner organisations to move the vision forward. A council spokesperson said any improvements to the Bitton line, including the new station, would not only provide better transport links for workers, but would add to the prestige of the Broadland Business Park for jobs growth as a more desirable location for businesses. The Bitton service currently runs hourly every day, but that could be increased to every 30 minutes, according to the council. Further details from a recently completed study of the line will be looked at during Broadland's cabinet meeting in September. The council will then look to form a Bitton Line Improvements Project Board later in the autumn. Should the new station go ahead, it will be the first one to be built in Norfolk for more than 25 years.
It might not be anarchy in the UK, but two pensioners threatened to cause anarchy in Clarendon Road, in protest at Norwich City Council plans to remove iron bollards. They even threatened to chain themselves to them. And this was described in the Eastern Evening News. If we see the bollards being removed again, we will be rushing out and rechaining ourselves to them. I see this as an act of vandalism, and I don't think the council has thought through the implications. That was Leslie Carneen protesting at the removal of iron bollards in the city.
A history society has added its voice to the campaign aimed at saving a pair of iron posts in the city. Norwich City Council is spending £39,000 to replace 83 bollards to enable its street sweepers to access alleyways. But the Norwich society has said the local authority's actions could be seen as civic vandalism. It comes after two women protested against the removal of two iron bollards on Clarendon Road on Tuesday. Leslie Carneen and Marilyn Mann threatened to chain themselves to the posts if the council attempted to try again. Norwich Society Administrator John Litster said, "It would appear that there's been no consultation, prior warning or discussion about alternative courses of action to the problem of keeping alleys litter-free." The antique posts have been in place for many years, decades, and in some cases over a century. Why are they suddenly an impediment to litter removal after all that time? It's difficult to keep the word civic vandalism at bay in a case like this. The City Council claimed the posts on Clarendon Road were installed in the 1980s, but people living nearby said they'd been there for longer. Mr. Litster was also doubtful of the authorities' claims, adding that they looked significantly older than 30 years.
Norfolk and Suffolk's elected mayor plans have been branded a complete farce by an MP who claimed it was a democratic and constitutional outrage, that people living in four districts of Norfolk would have no say on the region's new figurehead. Sir Henry Bellingham said it was a time for the plans to be killed off, as it emerged 300,000 Norfolk voters in the four areas whose councils rejected the deal would be prevented from taking part in the elections for the new position. Broadland MP Keith Simpson joined in the North West Norfolk MP in voicing concerns about the plans, which he said could lack some form of legitimacy in the areas where people were unable to vote. He said he would want to quiz ministers when Parliament returned about the plan which was starting to unravel. A joint statement from three of the four districts, Norwich City Council, Breckland Council and Great Yarmouth Borough Council, spokesman for Labour MP for Norwich South, Clive Lewis, said he understood the elected mayor would still have no power over the areas that have rejected the devolution deal, which is why they would not have a vote. He added that the MP believed an elected mayor leading a predominantly rural combined authority would leave Norwich marginalised and the city council's resources stretched. We approached all Norfolk MPs for a comment, and the others did not respond.